модели щебечут на верхнем этаже гламурного лофта. Там четко, а я читаю свой рэпчик подружкам в гараже. Татушки за школой пью за сотку. Я ненавижу ваш купе с дожиком виси. Как же мне стать МС? Отселкам нравятся биты у депо бульвара, а не гитара. Вот был бы диджей, мне бы все целовали ноги, если б не проги. Ворваться в рэпы из глуши, но где шиши, мама не разреши. На дороге жизни не очень мне. Раздаю листовки на обочине. Кондуктор поймает на пути.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Добрый день. Пришло время новостей для меня. Сегодня отмечается годовщина вторжения в Украину. Добро пожаловать в новости.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Today marks the anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. Welcome to the news.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome one and all. It is February the 24th, 2023, and it is 1912 UTC. Late again. It's kind of a game. I'm always wondering, how late am I going to end up being today? Sorry. We'll keep on trying. We were listening to Het Monet there. No coins or no money kind of a song there that I really liked. It's from this girl, this Russian lady that just kind of, she was a girl when the song was coming out. And she just recorded in her bedroom. So I thought it was cool. She's a fun little artist to follow. Anyway, I've been listening to sad Russian songs lately. But it is also the anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. So those two kind of blended together there. So today, I looked on all my normal spots. And guess what? There are not any major horrible deaths and destructions. Not a whole lot. There's still a lot of news, but I wanted to be sure and let you know, hey, it's not always all bad. So let's go ahead here, check in with Calm. Shout out to Quentin and Jay Lamoth, Jeff and Quentin, next one, Claudio M. Hello, hello, Florida, always in the news. Welcome, welcome. Hey, X1. So let's see. So first, here's something that I found very interesting. Warsaw is refusing to certify 157 micro-apartments in the city's, quote, Hong Kong complex. Warsaw's municipal authorities have refused to issue certification for 157 micro-apartments in a new building complex nicknamed by locals Hong Kong for its tightly packed blocks. It feels kind of racially insensitive or maybe like a racist thing to call it that, but that's what they're calling it. For its tightly packed block, some of the properties officially built as hotel rooms are below the statutory minimum size for residential dwellings. The site's developer has condemned the incompetence, ignorance, and obstructiveness of local officials, arguing that his firm and its clients have purchased the properties and are acting legally. The development follows an announcement last month by the government that would seek to clamp down on widespread practices that have led to many new developments containing small apartments crammed closely together, often with little natural light, privacy, and green space. What we've got here, the government, according to Notes from Poland, a Twitter account, the government has set out plans to combat patodwelloperka, a term meaning pathological development, and which refers to building practices that create small apartments crammed closely together, often with little natural light, privacy, and green space. The development in question in Warsaw's Wola district contains over 3,000 apartments, commercial units, and offices on a land with a perimeter of 500 meters. Some of the properties are advertised by developer JW Construction as micro-apartments. They include units below the 25 square meters required under Polish law, with the smallest being 18 square meters in size. Now, 25 square meters is about 269 square feet. How many... Let's see, 18 square meters to square feet. That's what? 593 square feet. So that would be less than 200 square feet. Let's see, how many square feet is a hotel room? This should give me an American version. Let's see. A 1.5-star hotel room is typically 400 to 500 square feet, or 52.5 square feet, square foot. What? That doesn't make sense. This must be auto-generated. But anyway, a suite in a 5-star hotel is usually 600 to 800 square feet. So that's kind of the size we're talking about. These are whole apartments, that little efficiency apartments, basically, that are... you know, just big enough for a human being to lay down in. So super tightly crammed apartments. Not really. That's kind of on the far side, wrong side of the density question, if you ask me. So anyway, that's what's going on in Poland, but I thought it was interesting. Now, you may remember we talked about a shortage of salad in the UK. Well, fruits and vegetables are coming soon. A shortage, that is. A shortage of some fruit and vegetables could last until May, according to producers. The Lea Valley Growers Association, Lea Valley Growers Association, said major UK growers were delaying planting some crops due to high energy costs. Major UK supermarkets have been placing limits on fruit and veg sales after shortages. The government and industry have blamed bad weather in Spain and North Africa for the squeeze. Let's see. Growers... produce around 3/4 of the UK cucumber and pepper crops in the Lea Valley Growers Association area. The association said that while weather conditions in Spain and Morocco are the reason behind current shortages, the situation is being made worse by UK producers delaying planting. Environmental Secretary Theresa Coffey said on Thursday that shortages could last for a month, but UK growers think it could be for longer. So yeah, if you're in the UK, sorry about that. I hope you have enough to eat. Shout out Jay Lemoth. I lived in about a 300 square foot apartment. It was pretty cramped. I agree. It's small. It's small for a single person. So having one that's, you know, half that size is even worse. Shout out to Ratsu. Welcome back from the outside. And Tobe. Hello, hello. Tobe is the host of the Dubious Goals Committee, which airs at 19:30 every goddamn day. So stick around for that. Let's see. It's too late for UK growers to step in for the shortfall. They said if we planted these things now, it wouldn't help us. So, let's see. It was two people. Oh, that's even harder. One of my buddies, him and his wife, lived in a small place like that with two dogs and a cat, or two cats and a dog. It was too many people in that thing. At least it was your spouse and not a roommate. Yeah, that would be even harder. Over 2 million Kosori air fryers are being recalled. So I just wanted to throw this out there. If you're in the U.S., around 2 million Kosori air fryers have been recalled in the U.S. The issue is due to a wire connection in the fryers, which can overheat, posing a fire hazard. 250,000 air fryers in Canada and 21,000 in Mexico are also being recalled. Kosori has received 205 reports of air fires catching fire, burning, melting, overheating, and smoking. Includes 10 incidents of minor superficial injuries and 23 of minor property damage. So, heads up there if you're in the North America, Canada, U.S., Mexico. If you have a Kosori, C-O-S-O-R-I, air fryer, you might want to check if it's not being recalled. And in good news, one of the United States, you know, the U.S. is famous for having military bases and prisons where they extrajudiciously seek out justice and ensure world order through our oppressive, brutal regime. But in Guantanamo Bay, one of our most famous prisons, two brothers from Pakistan who were held in the U.S. military prison for nearly 20 years have been released without charge. Abdul and Mohammed Ahmed Rabbani were arrested in 2002, 21 years ago. The Pentagon said Abdul Rabbani operated an Al-Qaeda safe house, while his brother organized travel and funds for the group's leaders. The brothers alleged that they were tortured by CIA officers before being transferred to Guantanamo. Both have now been repatriated to Pakistan. The Guantanamo camp, based in Cuba, was established by President George W. Bush in 2002 to house foreign terrorist suspects following the 9/11 terror attacks in New York. But the camp has come to symbolize some of the excesses of the war on terror due to interrogation methods that critics say amount to torture and detainees being held for long periods without trial. So, of course, written to us, written by the BBC, which is not necessarily critical or even opposed to torture. So, in 2013, Ahmed Rabbani began a series of hunger strikes that lasted for 7 years. He would survive on nutritional supplements, sometimes forcibly fed to him through a tube. Clive Stafford Smith, a lawyer with the 3D Center, who has represented both men, told the BBC that he will attempt to sue over the brothers' detention, but their chance of compensation are slim. Neither will get a simple apology. Both men were approved for release in 2021. It's unclear why they remained imprisoned. It's unclear why they were imprisoned in the first place, of course. So anyway, check the cord also. On an air fryer, the cord, Quentin and Jalen, the next one, went to go check their air fryers. But yeah, you don't want any of your appliances getting hot except where they're supposed to be hot. So two people from Pakistan have been released from Guantanamo Bay. We'll still, yeah. Anyway, anytime you think the government wouldn't do that, just remember, yeah, they will. And just to call back to the shortage of food, apples and pears could be next, according to this latest Guardian article. Apple and pears are expected to be the next thing, as British growers are planting just a third of their regular crop. The British Apple and Pears Trade Association said 1 million new trees would have to be planted each year to maintain the UK's current production. This year, farmers plan to order just 480,000 apple and pear trees, but that's slashed down to 330,000. So, it's going to get a little harder to get food, fresh fruits, also in the UK. Thank you, Brexit. Nigeria MP arrested with nearly $500,000 cash before election. Chinyere Igwe was found traveling with money in a distribution list, people say, a day before Nigerian elections. Police in Nigeria have arrested a member of parliament who was allegedly carrying around almost $500,000 in cash in a battleground state a day before the presidential and parliamentary elections, raising concerns about the influence of money in the vote. Chinyere Igwe, a member of Nigeria's House of Representatives, was on Friday found traveling with the money. River State Police spokesman Grace Iringi Koko said, "It's illegal to move undeclared cash of more than $10,000 in Nigeria. Authorities were interrogating the legislator. One opposition party candidate and the driver of a campaign minibus belonging to another party were killed in a series of coordinated attacks in Enugu State on Thursday, police said. And there's a lot of stuff going on here. Just suffice to know, Nigerian voters are heading to the polls on Saturday, so tomorrow, to select a new president following the second and final term of incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari. They'll also elect a new national legislature, so we'll be talking about that on Monday. Gourmia. Oh, that's the brand I think I have. I got the one from Costco. Quentin points out a hot cord is cheaper under-gauged cord for the power draw. Because copper is not cheap. And Toad points out he loves 10-gauge wire. So. Google is blocking news in some Canadian searches in response to a proposed media law. Reminder that Google is not the government, it's just a private company trying to make money. A bill under consideration in Canada would require platforms like Google and Meta to negotiate payments with publishers when they link to their content. In response, Google, which opposes the proposed law, is testing blocking news in a small number of searches. The tests limit the visibility of Canadian and international news to varying degrees. Bill C-18, that's Charlie-18, the Online News Act, is modeled on legislation that passed in Australia in 2021. The bill, which has already passed Canada's House of Commons and moved on to the Senate, would, among other things, require platforms that facilitate access to news by linking to it in the search results to compensate publishers, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. For more background on both sides, we ran a piece last year discussing how the bill could be modified. And this was over here on, this is from Neiman Lab is where they're talking about it. Spokesperson for the Department of Canadian Heritage, whose minister, Pablo Rodriguez, is a sponsor of Bill C-18, criticized Google action, telling the Globe and Mail, at the end of the day, all we're asking the tech giants to do is compensate journalists when they use their work. If and when it will fail, yeah. Right on, X1. Very true. If you have high power draw appliances, like an electric kettle or an air fryer or maybe some above 1,000 watt, if you have anything that's drawing more than 1,000 watts, you know, don't walk away while you're operating it. So that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. If you're in Canada, hopefully this becomes the model. I don't know. I think that it's going to be very interesting if people start being fairly compensated for their work. It's similar to the way, we all enjoy inexpensive clothes and cheap electronics because there's a whole, you know, there's millions of people who suffer and are living in abject poverty and, you know, just being totally exploited. It's kind of the same thing happens with our software and all of our technology and stuff like that. And so one day it'll come home to roost and these big tech companies are going to have to pay their fair share. Let's talk about nuclear energy real quick. We've got about 3 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Canoe Tobe show that airs every day at 1900 UTC. And of course, I got to remind you, you are listening to a non-radio powered by SDF. And this is News to Me. Show airs every day, Monday through Friday at 1900 UTC. If I can get to the dang old computer in time to get on the air on time. So working my best. So let's do a couple nuclear things. Then tune in tomorrow at 1900 UTC. Publius has a show. You can press equal and com to see all the schedule coming up. But 1900 UTC tomorrow is a step further out with Publius. And also we've got F Fogg's The Margin and Underground Deep Dark Inky Sets. Might be just a repeat, but at 2100 and then 2200 we've got DJ Roll Time with Plane of the Eclectic, and also then Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Always more fun. If you want to read more about that bill, C-18, that's Charlie 18, you can go to, let me find it. Da, 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 da. Okay, pulled the thing back up. Globe and Mail is paywalled. Let me find a different source for you. Bow, bow, bow. We're looking it up. Oh, yeah. Bow, do, 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 do. All right. You can read the House of Commons of Canada, Bill C-18, an act respecting online communication platforms that make news content available to persons in Canada. If you go to sdf.org/L/LU, that's sdf.org/Lima/Lima Umbrella, sdf.org/L/LU, all lowercase, and that will take you to the bill that we were talking about in that Neiman story. It could be pretty interesting. The third reading of the bill was December 14th. Alrighty. We're running out of time, so I'll just tell you that the third Barakah unit has begun commercial operation in the UAE, and the Canadian government has launched SMR support program. So, shout out.
Well,
see you guys
that
later.
Sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
It is time for some tea with Toad. Tea time.
7, 6.